they recreate their faces. And I feel like this practice gives them something to feel liberated and empowered versus it being, oh, let me look on the internet and the luteal phase says, oh, your body's preparing itself for a new cycle. But knowing that they may not be in that field, they may not be all the way there. So recreating their cycle. And then once they have laid it out, based on the workout schedule that I create for them, we harmonize where they're most likely at, depending on what phase of the cycle. So knowing when they have the most energy, this is what you're going to do in weight training. So I do have a standard of depending on where they are as far as energy. That's the number one thing. So energy, how much energy are you going to have? Because as a nurse, but I act like a coach. At the end of the day, if you're having a lot of heavy bleeding, your hemoglobin levels are low, and that puts a lot of work on the heart.
Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach.
Phyllis, I'm so excited to have you here with me and finally meet you. Well, I got to meet you a few weeks ago, but like get you in person. Yeah. In-person recordings are so much more fun.
Yeah, they're so intimate.
So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of background about Phyllis. I met her through social media. She's been on the podcast before. She is known as the fibroid queen on social media. She is a nurse by trade, and you really help women manage their fibroids in a holistic manner. And one of the big things that you work on is how your menstrual cycle and exercise and how exercise and fibroids all play a role together. So I really want to talk with you more about how exercise and the menstrual cycle relate. And I've done multiple episodes on the menstrual cycle. You can always go back and check out those. I'm talking about the different phases of the cycle. But I want to kind of just start there with a brief overview of the four phases of the menstrual cycle. You want to take the floor and tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah. So thank you so much for having me, Jordan, because I've been meaning to have this conversation. I think it's so needed among us, and we don't realize how unique we are. And just like we can look at the stars and see the patterns and the trends, also tap into our wisdom, the same thing we can do with our cycle, right? When we understand and really embody what each cycle means and the energy that it brings throughout our womb. So again, thank you. And for those that are tuning in, listening, uterine fibroids is something that is a silent pandemic, majority in melanin dominant women. And they are simply bumps on the uterus, abnormal growths. As a nurse, personal trainer, wound coach, I think just having the understanding of what it is from the root of it can help or empower you to do things that focus on the root of the issue. And also, the way that fibroids grow could be looked at when it comes to weeds in the grass. You cut the weeds in the grass, they grow. So that foundation helped me understand that a womb wellness workout is something that's going to help the uterus strengthen, right? Also, restore the vitality, open up the circulation, unblock the sacral chakras. Mm-hmm. So when you have that formula going in the womb and you're moving intentionally, it just vibes different. So I wanted to kind of go through a little bit of the background of why I created these womb wellness workouts. And I come from a bodybuilding background. I was in the bodybuilding industry for 8 years. And it was the go hard or go home mentality throughout that, where every day was a hardcore workout, knowing that I was going to be competing on stage against other competitors, like every day, putting in the same effort, same work, despite our cycles changing. Despite the season that we're in, not considering that our body excels in different areas, depending on where we are in our monthly cycle. Mm-hmm. So not considering that, I ran into hormonal imbalance, and that led me to a path of large fibroids on my uterus. So I ended up leaving the industry 8 years later, only to have jacked up hormones, only to have a dysfunctional gut. And I slowly just started putting on weight. Like, it just came on easy. Through that experience and knowing that I was presented with, you know what, get surgery. And understanding that fibroids, if you don't get to the root of it, it'll just grow back like weeds in the grass. So Jordan and the ladies that are listening, I reached just a bottom point. It was either I go 6 feet under or I do something, right? So I had a epiphany, a awakening. I woke up, right? And I started to tap into my creative side, an area in my cycle. It was right after a heavy flow. And during your period, Jordan asked, let's talk about the cycles. During your period, I feel like it's a space for creativity, for you to just let go, release. And that's what I did. I started writing where I want to be. Despite I was feeling like a bowling ball was in my abdomen, but I just wanted to write and release. I felt better. And journaling is my thing, right? So I started journaling my thoughts. I started to feel so much lighter, so much better. And I thought, you know what? I'm not doing the hardcore workouts anymore. I want to try something else. So I got into yoga, got into doing dance, and I tapped into some other types of workout, calisthenics, Pilates. And I started to come up with a formula. I'm thinking, you know what? If I can create a workout that taps into different areas that make us so unique from a hormonal aspect, energetic, physical, spiritual, then it can help with some of the symptoms that I was dealing with when I was competing. Like my low back was always giving me some pain, my knees. And I started to notice as I incorporated these modalities of exercise, I started to feel just different, Jordan, like more euphoric. So I developed a practice. I like put a regimen together and I wrote down an intention, right? Started the workout with an intention, did some diaphragmatic breathing, moved my hips, and then grabbed the weights and allowed these movements to help my lymphatic system kind of stimulate. So a lot of arms going up towards the sun as I visualized where I wanted to be. So this formula, I started to make a routine. And guess what? I had more connection with my pelvic floor. I started to feel butterflies. Sex was different. I felt stronger in my core, more comfortable, confident. And the hormonal fat started to come off. I started to see results physically. And not only that, the anxiety I was dealing with started to let loose as well. So when it comes to the cycles, your question, I feel like these workouts benefit and appreciate you as a woman. It can help consider the things that the standard way of life does not, like the way our cycles change. So when it comes to getting my ladies ready for their workout, because I do live workouts for women all over the world online, I have them tune into where they're at in their cycle. And that's going to determine how much intensity you're going to put in the workout. I give options. So I say this is option one or option two for success. And if you're in the follicular or ovulation phase of your cycle, you're going to stick with option two. If you're in the other parts of your cycle, you're going to stick with option one. You're ready to go hardcore. Yeah. Right. You're in the luteal phase. You're in the, you know, later in that. So being able to utilize the energy, the life force energy that they have, and their body's not occupied trying to, you know, restore and keep up with the cycle, they can be investing that energy back into the workout. And for the record, I deal with women with a hormonal imbalance. They don't have normal cycles, irregular. Their cycles are super heavy. So as a coach and a nurse, I have to consider that in the workout and say, how can I best help them, empower them to utilize their energy for this workout? And Jordan, so when they leave the workouts, and this just fills my cup every time, they're like, Phyllis, I always leave with more energy. Despite having heavy flow, I leave with more energy. I mean, I cannot tell you when I was dealing with heavy flow, I couldn't do anything, barely get out of bed. But these ladies are still able to have that energy reserve for the workout and throughout the whole day. So is pain, is what you're feeling really a uterus problem or a mindset problem? Yeah. You know? diverting that energy, visualizing.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I have a trainer out in California and I'm always educating him on the parts of the menstrual cycle and how they impact your workouts and how I have more strength during different times. And it's visibly different. Yes. Like we're talking, I can leg press 100-pound difference.
Wow.
When I am, for me, in my follicular and ovulatory, I have strength out of this world. And then in my luteal phase, I don't have the strength, but I have a little bit more of the endurance. And so it's very interesting when you start noticing the patterns of your body and truly listening to them and how we don't have the same amount of energy to give consistently throughout our cycle, which we know. Okay. You know, I've talked about this a million and one times. I have a whole program, Period Power, where we talk about all of the different parts, what's happening in your body physically, how what's happening hormonally, all of that. And like I said, go listen to the other podcasts to learn about the different cycles, but or the different phases. But you have your follicular, your ovulatory, your luteal, and then your menstrual. And I know for you, like you said, these women have hormonal imbalances for a lot of them. And you know, if you're having heavy cycles, a lot of times you are tired because your iron is low because you probably have anemia because that commonly comes with heavy bleeding. And so really listening to your body, and I just love that they're feeling more energy after that. Like that says a lot about the workout. And I just feel like our society is so ass backwards on women do not operate the same way as men. We are not smaller men. We are our own person, I guess you could say, our own thing, whatever you want to call it. And we need to stop operating like men because we're not.
Yeah. I love that you say that because operating in that way and disregarding the physical characteristics that come with a uterus, like compassion, caring, nurturing, disregarding, being unaware and not having that keen into your daily tasks, your life, it can bring feelings of rejection to the uterus. And I talk about the uterus like it's another person, but it is. It's another body. You know, I refer to mine as her name is Legend.
I was going to ask you what you named it.
Yeah, her name is Legend. So, you know, I've learned that Legend has been disregarded for a long time. I was raised in an African household, and being the oldest, there was a lot of expectation placed on me. And my dad was always instilling in me, you know, you don't need anybody. You don't need any friends. Just do it yourself. You know, do it yourself. And I started to exercise that stagnant feeling of what it is to just do everything by myself. And that my femininity, the energy started to dwindle. And that I got in relationships and they're like, man, you're so masculine. You don't want anybody to do anything for you. And I started to attract more feminine men. And it was like, oh my God, there was just this imbalance. So just being real aware, like Jordan said, that your femininity has to be exercised. Also, your masculinity, you know when to bring it out, right? Business decisions, you bring out your masculinity and having that balance. And we also mirror that in the workouts. So today was pump day. So these ladies brought their a little bit of their masculinity out. On yesterday was more stretch, womb wellness. So we tapped into our femininity because we do need that balance of both, right? Yes. But like you said, we live in a world that wants us to be more in the masculine feel.
Are you ready to start understanding yourself better, learning and recognizing your patterns, and really develop a relationship with yourself? If this sounds like you, the Unleashing My Power, a Women's Empowerment and Gratitude Journal is for you. This journal was specifically curated for women just like you to help you take back your power and develop and go to the next level in life. My friend Danielle and I created this journal because of our own experiences and what we were looking for in a daily practice to improve our connection to self and really become connected with ourselves. This is
game changing. And the feedback that we are getting from other women who have started using this journal is absolutely amazing. You can find it on Amazon, or you can go to jordandanelle.com/journal and it'll take you right there. I hope you enjoy. Be sure to go snag yours right away and leave me a review. Tell us what you think about it. Slide in the DMs. I know that your life will change when you start using this journal. I remember, this is a little bit off topic, but the first time I was living with a man and learning how to be more in my feminine, this was before I started my journey, but he was helping me with a task that involved like screwing something into the wall. And typically what I would do is just take it and do it myself or tell you how to do it, because being very masculine, I'm a hyper independent. I can do all of it on my own. But I remember I had to like step back and let him figure it out. Let him maybe fail a little and not sit there and like be my masculine and tell a man how to do things, because that does take away their masculinity.
Yeah.
And the type of partner that I want need to learn how to empower them to step into their role as well. Mm-hmm. So a little bit off topic, but the whole feminine and masculine concept and embracing more of our feminine, but then also knowing when to use the masculine and knowing how to turn it off.
That part.
Yeah. Oh, we could do a whole episode about that.
That's a whole nother one.
Yes. Yes. So I would love to kind of jump a little bit more into like the workout aspect. How can we be more mindful of the different phases when we are working out?
Yeah. So let's start with your luteal phase. So when it comes to that phase, your body is preparing for a baby, right? So-called, right? When it comes to the luteal phase, that is when you have the most energy. As for women in the fibroid space, their hormones are usually off balance due to estrogen dominance. So sometimes I have to decipher the normal way in relation to those with fibroids. Yeah, that part. So that's what I was thinking on in a different scale. So those with fibroids have hormonal imbalance. So we have to consider that through these phases. So what I do is I help them identify what the phases are, because a lot of them are completely new to this. And some of them, they don't even, it's hard to even tell because their periods are so irregular. They were on medication that stunt the period. So they're finally back on it, birth control, whatever. So finding a rhythm. So a lot of what I do, Jordan, is intro to finding what their phases are, what the cycle does and all that stuff. So once they understand that, we start developing the practice of releasing. And for most of them, it's writing, journaling, dancing, and just embracing more of their feminine self. After that practice has been mastered, then I help them divvy up where they may be in their cycles and seeing if their body's actually working in that manner. And then from that level, we start to go in what it looks like for them, because a luteal phase can look like this for you, but for this person who has large fibroids, it's a completely different feel. So they start to write this down, and literally, Jordan, they recreate their phases. Yeah, they recreate their phases. And I feel like this practice gives them something to feel liberated and empowered, versus it being, oh, let me look on the internet and the luteal phase says, oh, your body's preparing itself for a new cycle. But knowing that they may not be in that field, they may not be all the way there. So recreating their cycle. And then once they have laid it out, based on the workout schedule that I create for them, we harmonize where they're most likely at, depending on what phase of the cycle. So knowing when they have the most energy, this is what you're going to do in weight training. So I do have a standard of depending on where they are as far as energy. That's the number one thing. So energy, how much energy are you going to have? Because I think as a nurse, but I act like a coach. At the end of the day, if you're doing a lot of, if you're having a lot of heavy bleeding, your hemoglobin levels are low, and that puts a lot of work on the heart. So helping them identify where they're at in their cycle, and then we match it up with the workout, what level to do in the workout. So they start to build that knowledge. So even outside of our womb wellness training sessions, they're at the gym, they know what to do.
Yep.
So they create this wheel and start plotting down the type of workouts and the type of levels. And then after 90 days, we see how they can improve. So during these coaching sessions, we kind of get more into that, but a lot of education, I would say. And that is a way that I help women who are dealing with a hormonal imbalance, not limited to fibroids, recreate their cycle based on where they're at now.
Yeah. It's so interesting because like for me, my luteal phase is the roughest.
Yeah.
I have low energy. Yeah. I sleep 10 hours a day easily. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting when I started noticing these patterns and noticing my mood is also highly associated with my phases of my menstrual cycle as well. But it's allowed me to be more prepared and to plan for it. Mm-hmm. So if I know this is how I'm going to feel, like don't try to burn the candle on 5 different wicks. If I know that my energy stores are already low and I have to preserve it as best as possible. And this is why, like, you know, I'm a huge fan of journaling and meditation and gratitude and all these things. I've got my whole journal on Amazon and, you know, I teach the weekly reflection about preparing for all that and looking at your cycle and how do you prepare for your week based on your cycle as well. And I think that so many times our cycle is not utilized to the full advantage. And there is so much advantage of our hormonal variation. And when you learn to tap into that, like life fucking changes.
Yes.
So what types of workouts do you generally recommend in like the follicular phase?
Yeah. So during the follicular phase, I recommend that you do womb wellness stretching, flexibility, mobility, dance. And what makes it womb wellness versus a yoga session? What makes it womb wellness versus a dance session? I am geared at restoring the vitality of the uterus, the womb space. I feel like that's another brain. So helping these women be able to tap in those areas by starting with an intention and then knowing that they're in the follicular phase, they're going to stick with option 2. And number 3 is that I have them journal afterwards and do a mini stretch routine before they go to bed. So that way, knowing that their uterus is probably at the most when it's contracting, right? Finding ways to relax their nervous system. And they're also on herbs and different types of meals that also cater to their follicular phase as well. And I usually have them do more fiber to bind to the excess estrogen that's going on, causing the PMS. Follicular has just a little bit more that I would do for them during the workouts. And as we move forward, they're journaling and they're documenting what's going on. Usually, I would say every couple months, 90 days, it's something different. They elevate.
Yeah. Well, and I think that the journaling aspect of that is so important to reflect, because if you don't reflect on it daily, to be honest, like you're going to forget the little changes that happen. And they're very, very, very small changes. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, damn, that actually happens every single month. Oh, and you can actually track it. Where if you're just going off of your memory, you're not going to remember this cyclic event.
Right.
And you're not going to be able to look back and be like, oh yeah, on this date, I also felt that. Interesting. That coincides.
Yeah.
So that the journaling aspect is 99.9% of it, I think, personally.
Right. And you're right. And I actually literally have them bring the journal as a form of equipment to the workout.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about like the ovulation. What types of exercises do you typically recommend there?
So during the ovulation phase, I have them do more stretching of the hips. And we do more activation of the low back, as the uterus is directly in front of the low back. Mm-hmm. So working those two areas where the sacral chakra and stimulation of the nerves and arteries that live there, because a lot of sitting that we're doing emotionally interacting with this environment, there's a lot of stagnation that builds. And during the ovulation phase, they're dealing with heavy bleeding and pain. So finding ways to relax the uterus and also open up the blocked energy channels. I feel many women notice that the workouts helped their pain level, right? Like not even Tylenol, we're not even talking about any type of medication management yet. We're just talking about unique movements. They've noticed a huge difference in the amount of pain. It's went down for them. So I really feel it's just a relaxation, like really putting movements in place to relax the body, relax the nervous system. You could relax the uterus and then things can just flow.
I love that. What about luteal?
So luteal phase, that's when the hormones are kind of at level for them, right? For the most part, this is where we go hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's less energy given into the hormonal imbalance and more can be diverted into the workout. So I usually have them stick with option one. They go heavier with their weights, but they do take breaks in between. And we really focus on breathing. So this phase, I think breathing is extremely important to prepare for, you know, the follicular and ovulation phase. So really helping them get their breathing down. So every workout, I have the basics, the skeleton, which is setting an intention, diaphragmatic breathing. But during the breaks in between the sets, they have the option to do whatever resonates with their cycle. Maybe they breathe a little bit longer. Maybe they're stretching as a reset, as an intermission before the next set.
Ooh, yeah. Yes. And would you say that like for women who don't have fibroids, that these workout modifications are still appropriate?
Yes. Honestly, if you are not dealing with fibroids, no type of woman, I think this is going to be even better for you.
Yeah.
I get this question a lot with women, like, I don't have fibroids. Is this something I can do? Can I do womb wellness workouts? Yeah. It's going to be magnified for you mm-hmm. if you can imagine how it can help someone who is dealing with a hormonal imbalance. So absolutely. I think all women should be doing this.
You know, recently I was on a trip and a girlfriend had asked, you know, she's concerned about fibroids in the future, doesn't actively have fibroids. And, you know, of course you came to mind immediately, but I think that this all kind of comes back to how do we care for ourselves as a woman to prevent disease? We're talking fibroids, we're talking everything. Like we're not just specific to this. And the diet, exercise, how we utilize those with our cycles can help with a lot of other conditions that affect women outside of fibroids, help with inflammation, help with overall pain and health.
Absolutely. Bloating.
Well, I'll be signing up for womb workouts tomorrow. Actually, might be doing that. So, okay. And then back to like the menstrual cycle itself, the bleeding phase, menses, menstruation. There we go. Trying to find the right word. What types of exercises do you recommend there?
So I would recommend hip bridges. Hip bridges, lateral positions, lateral side lying exercises, laying on your back. Anything that put the body in a neutral position and also a way to open up the hips. So in a bridge position, you're laying on your back, you lift up your hips. That helps with the stability and the circulation going back to the uterus. So anyone that's listening now, if you are in the menstruation phase of your cycle, I would recommend doing exercises, movements that allow you to be in a neutral position and really put a lot of focus on the slow movements of the hips up and down, side lying, using the legs to slowly kick forward. That can help release your low back. So working the front and the back. Yeah.
Mm. One last question for you. Do you feel like nutrition and hydration also impact our menstrual cycle and fitness performance?
Oh yeah, absolutely. When it comes to hydration, you know, knowing that water intake is needed and it's especially needed when you are releasing during menstruation, being able to replace back some of your fluids and your performance, where's your body pulling from? You know, what stores do you have when it comes to nutrition? I talked about meat on a live yesterday. Is meat healthy or not? And knowing that when you're dealing with fibroids, fertility, when you're taking out things, you're like, oh, I'm going to become vegan, vegetarian. How are you replacing those things? You know, you're taking out meat, you're taking out this. I don't eat this. I don't eat that, but I'm still not getting any results. But how are you replacing that? Because despite meat can be completely acidic, but it does have vitamin B's in it, vital minerals in it. And, you know, you want to conceive, but you're missing some things. So nutrition, hydration all play an important role on the integrity of your cycle.
I talk about that a lot with my fertility patients, nutrition. You know, so many people are like, oh, well, I do the keto diet or I do intermittent fasting. And I do a lot of education about how one thing the listeners may not know, but a lot of these diets have never been tested on women because of the fact that with women, there's too many factors that you have to control, aka our menstrual cycle and hormone changes, in order to, like, you really have to look at each part of the cycle individually. And our body needs carbohydrates to create hormones. Our body needs fat. And so when you start taking these things away, that does have an impact on fertility as well as like overall health. And they're like, they're not meant for women. Like, yeah, you might have good results because you're depleting your body, you're depriving your body. But what happens when you stop? Just goes right back. And it's a lifestyle change, right? And making sure that you have adequate nutrients is so important, and nutrient dense foods, really focusing on that.
Yeah. Super important. Thank you for sharing that, because I don't think people realize how, you know what, I'm just doing this type of diet and not knowing the impact it's actually doing to your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or my favorite, when I worked primary care, people would be like, I do keto. Yeah. I'm like, okay, so what do you eat? And they're like, bacon and cheese. And I'm like, yeah, and your blood pressure, you now have hypertension because you are just eating salt all day. But people don't know or understand the impacts. And ultimately, like, do your research. Just because you saw it online doesn't mean that that's right. And yeah, a lot of people just are like, my friend did it and it worked. Do your research.
Yeah.
Don't believe everything you see and hear. My last question for you is, what's your favorite menstrual cycle phase?
Ooh. And it's the one that I am in right now. Ooh,
tell me.
I want you to guess. I want to make this fun. Let's see if Jordan knows.
Ooh. I feel like you actually like your luteal phase.
I'm in my luteal phase. It's my favorite one. Yes.
It's so funny. I'm in my favorite one as well. I'm ovulating.
Ah, really?
Yes. I love ovulation. So I record my podcasts around my menstrual cycle. Because when I'm follicular and ovulatory, I can hold a conversation.
Yeah.
Luteal, I can't.
Yeah.
So right now, like, I ovulated this morning. I've been watching my strips. That's how I, and I know you probably work with your clients on that as well. Like, how do you know when you're ovulating? Well, basal body temperatures and starting to pay more attention to some of those things, luteal or LH strips, things like that. But ovulation is my favorite. I can talk a lot.
Oh, I love it. Look at reviving over here. Luteal and ovulation energy.
Yeah, I love it. Well, thank you for taking the time to chat with me today. Where can listeners find you at?
Yeah, I keep it consistent, y'all. At Five Way Queen, www.fiveweightqueen.com. Instagram is usually where I live. That's actually where I connected with Jordan. My Facebook at Five Way Queen as well. And you know what? You have questions? I have answers, right? Come through, visit my platform, you know, educate yourself, build your awareness, and just know that if you want a long-term solution, you have to get to the root of fibroids. Short-term fix is what we are presented with. And it doesn't stop there, because we're looking for vitality, right? Vitality, restoring, learning about our womb cycle. And it can be interrupted with constant surgeries, medications, and really dilute your connection with your womb.
Yeah. And I love that you say that. I know that you focus on fibroids, but like, it's for all aspects.
Yeah.
You know, so even if you're a listener who doesn't have fibroids, this information is for you too.
Yeah.
Like, it's for all of us, right? All long-term vitality for everybody. Right. So, well, thank you for joining me. I love it. Yeah. I can't wait to connect more and continue to learn from you, because you are so full of knowledge, and I love chatting with you.
Oh, thank you, Jordan.
This podcast is sponsored by Intimacy Coaching by Jordan Donnell. Have you ever desired more from your sex life? Or feel like you're having good sex, but curious about how to make it even better?
Are you desiring a deeper, intimate connection with yourself? Or maybe you are dealing with desire and arousal concerns or struggling with communicating your desires with your partner. If you're hearing this and thinking, that might be me, and you're curious to learn a bit more, let's chat. I would love to talk with you more to see if working with me is a good fit for you. To learn more about intimacy coaching with Jordan Donnell, go to coaching.jordandonnell.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again and see you next episode.